Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you and your donations, this site and this podcast wouldn't be possible. For more information, and if you want to donate, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/donate. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 13th, 1955. And the title is Counterfeit Money. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. And now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Counterfeit Money. The bold, dashing figure of the Cisco Kid was well known to the Southwest of the 1870s. His daring recklessness and remarkable courage sometimes led Cisco and his faithful companion, Pancho, into situations that made them appear to be outlaws. Although this was completely untrue, there was a time when Cisco took advantage of this reputation to bring to justice two lawbreakers whose punishment was long overdue. As our story opens, one of them, Bell Patton, works intently over a block of copper.
A little more of a curly cue. There. Just the way Dad taught me. Yes? Who is it?
Jumbo. Jumbo Mulligan. Come in.
Howdy, Jumbo. You gave me a scare.
Sorry, pal. Didn't mean to. Did you finish etching those plates?
I was finishing the curlicue over the face on the bill before you came in.
I sure do want to see what the money we print with these plates will look like.
Let's try them out. We'll print a few bills.
Guess it's all right to run the press this time of night, huh?
Sure. If anybody hears it, they'll think we're running off tomorrow's newspaper early.
Sure was a smart idea on your part to buy out this newspaper.
Well, as long as we're in the printing business, no one can suspect us. We've got a right to use this press.
Need any help?
No. Get these plates set. There.
Here's the paper.
Yeah, this paper and these new plates, the money we turn out should be more like the real thing than the stuff the government prints.
This paper sure feels like real money. Where'd you get it?
Had it freighted in from the east. Cost a heap, but it's gonna be worth it.
It sure is. Want me to start the press?
Go ahead. Start it rolling.
Where'd you learn to make plates like these, Belle?
From my father. He was the best engraver the Treasury Department had. He taught me all the tricks of the trade.
He sure taught you good. But he never figured you'd be printing your own money someday.
Probably not. Hear anything more about that government agent that's supposed to be in the territory?
I told you not to worry about him. I said I'd take care of him, and I will.
Then you did hear something.
Yeah, I heard. Let's take a look at the new money.
Tell me what you heard, Jumbo.
I heard he was on his way here to see the break. Say, these bills look awful good.
I know. So he's on his way to see the break. One of the hombres we used to pass this money must have talked.
I don't think so, Belle. I handpicked every one of them myself. They can be trusted.
What makes you so sure, Jumbo?
If any one of them opens their mouth, they'll have to deal with Jumbo Mulligan. I'd break them in half. They know that.
What are you going to do about that agent?
I'm going to ride out and meet him.
Meet him? Well, if he gets to town, he's liable to blunder onto our setup.
If he gets to town. But he won't. Alive. I'm going to meet him and kill him.
Did
It's a very pretty country around here, no, Cisco?
Say, Pancho, some of the prettiest country we've ever ridden through.
We not ride through here before.
Oh, this is the first time, Pancho.
That's good.
Why do you say that?
Because it is the first time we ride through. Nobody know us. We not know nobody. We not can get into no trouble.
Oh, we do not ever look for trouble, Pancho.
We not gotta look for trouble, Cisco. Troubles look for us.
No, Pancho. You are wrong.
No, Cisco. Pancho right.
Well, now it's this way, Pancho. Some people like to go to... See?
This what Pancho say?
Maybe someone is hunting rabbits.
Hunting rabbits.
But I think we better see what it is all about. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go. Hey, new country, new people, same old troubles, Pancho, no.
Those gunshots came from the other side of the hill.
Well, we're getting close, Chico.
Si, Chico. Not much farther we'll be able to see what the shooting is all about. Up, Diablo, come.
Go a little faster. See what the shooting about.
That dust is so thick it is hard to see.
Little horse in the ride, Chico. Imagine it. See that hombre riding fast.
Looks as if he is running away from someone, Pancho. Perhaps we can help him.
Pancho, see?
That coyote shooting at us, Cisco.
See, and those shots are coming close. Come, Pancho, we'll ride him down.
Pancho, not know why, but Pancho, follow Cisco. Look out for the bobo horse. Logo, gay, loco, stumble.
Oh, yeah, ho. Pancho, you heard? Pancho. Chico, you all right?
Pancho, feel like you get trampled along by a herd of buffalo. What happened, Cisco?
Loco stepped in the gopher hole, Pancho, and you both went down.
Loco, all right, Cisco?
Si, amigo. He got up right away. There he is, next to Diablo.
Oh, Pancho, remember now. Where the hombre was shooting us?
He rode off in the direction of Cedar Breaks.
Pancho, I had to go after that coyote with the bullwhip. Pancho, get up now.
Easy, Chico, easy. You better rest a while. You think you broke any bones?
No, Cisco. Pancho ain't got no broken bones. Pancho too fat for that. He finds so fat when he fall, he roll. Pancho, it feels so good, Cisco.
Well, not you're not trying to get up just yet. You will stay right here until you feel better.
What about that coyote was shooting us?
Oh, we will ride into Cedar Breaks and report the incident to the sheriff. No hombre in this part of the country shoots at a couple of strangers and then rides off unless he has something to hide.
There be no place for that coyote to hide when Cisco get on his trail.
Ah, we will see, Pancho. For one thing, I do not like to be shot at.
And Pancho neither.
When we meet, he will answer to me for it.
Back so soon, Jumbo? You worked fast.
I didn't get that government agent. He's on his way to town.
You let him escape.
There was nothing I could do about it.
What do you mean?
I took a couple of shots at the agent. Then two hombres came riding up from over the top of a hill.
Were they riding to meet the government man?
I reckon they were. The agent started shooting at him. He must have figured they were the hombres that had been throwing lead at him.
Hey, look, Jumbo. Sheriff's coming this way. Recognize the hombre with him?
That's the government agent. He must have seen me after all.
Get behind the printing press. They won't see you there.
You want me to gun him down?
If they've come after us, that's the only thing you can do. Only this time, don't miss.
Am I hit all right?
Yes. Here they come. Howdy, Sheriff Jenkins. What can I do for you?
Howdy, Bill. This here's Ed Cheney.
Howdy, ma'am.
Ed's got a favor he'd like to ask of you.
I just wondered if you could print me some circulars posting a reward.
A reward? How much?
$1,000.
That's a lot of money for one hombre, Mr. Cheney.
It ain't for one hombre, Bill. It's for two.
Yeah, that's right. One of the buzzards was a big hombre, wearing black and riding a big horse.
And the other one?
Oh, the other one was short and fat.
Now, you word it up right, Bell, so no one will mistake them two if they're still riding together.
I'd appreciate it, ma'am, if I could have the poster as soon as possible.
Oh, I'll get right to work on it. You can start nailing them up inside of 3 hours.
See, Ed, I told you Bell would be glad to help you catch them mavericks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, ma'am.
Not at all. Glad to help the law whenever I can, Mr. Cheney.
We'll be back for them posters, Bell. Much obliged.
Shut up, Jumbo. They might be able to hear you.
Nah, that government agent's so sure he's on the trail of the right hombre, he ain't looking for no one else.
You're forgetting one thing, Jumbo.
What's that?
He does catch those two. They won't have any counterfeit money on them.
Unless I could catch them first.
That's what I was figuring. You could kill them and plant some of the counterfeit money on them.
Then I could turn him over to the government agent Ed Cheney and collect a reward.
I wonder what happened to that big hombre and the little fat one.
Look out the window and you'll find out. They're riding their horses down the street right now. I can gun them down from here.
Put that gun away, Jumbo. You can't gun them down in town. They still don't have any counterfeit money on them.
Well, either I get them or the sheriff does.
We'll let the sheriff get them. But not until I greet him.
What do you mean?
I'm going to take some of this counterfeit money, walk up to the little fat one and throw my arms around his neck, then plant the money in his gun holster.
And I'll be on hand to help Sheriff Jenkins arrest him. In fact, if they give the sheriff any trouble, I may even have to gun him down.
Look, Cisco, that a pretty senorita coming out of the newspaper office.
Hey, si, Pancho, she's waving to us. Perhaps we better stop.
Oh, there. Oh, look. Cisco says Cisco not know no one in this town.
Well, I do not know the senorita, Pancho.
Who's the band?
Oh, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw you.
Not get so close, senorita. Pancho like the senorita to put her arms around Pancho's neck, but Pancho not lost the band.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I thought you were an old friend of mine, Mr. Don Luis.
I am sure Pancho did not mind that, senorita.
No, Pancho didn't mind. Pancho like the senorita to do that again.
Oh, I'd better get back to the newspaper office. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Well, better get to the sheriff's office before you run into any more trouble, Pancho.
When the senorita threw her arms around Pancho's neck, Pancho had called that trouble. Look, Cisco, we not got to go to the sheriff's office. They come now.
Si, Pancho. Unless I am mistaken, that maverick walking with him is the one who shot at us outside of town.
Yeah, they're the same maverick.
All right, you two, you're under arrest.
We under arrest?
That's what I said. Take your guns out of your holsters and throw them to the ground.
Well, Senor Sheriff, we were coming to see you.
You'd better do what the sheriff says. Drop those guns.
All right, Pancho, throw down your guns. Then perhaps the sheriff will listen.
Yes, it's for Pancho to do this. Pancho, gun stuck in the holster.
Don't try nothing funny, you.
Pancho, don't try nothing funny. There the gun come out now. Yeah.
Hey, look, Sheriff. What did I tell you? Money fell out of his holster when he drew his gun.
Take a look at that money, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's counterfeit all right, Sheriff. I think we've caught a couple of money passers.
What did they talk about, Cisco?
Make ready to get out of here, Pancho.
All right, you big hombre, draw your guns. Let's see what kind of money you got in your holsters.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
Now, Pancho, up there. Back.
Go, 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 go!
We don't need no more proof. Get him down!
Hey, don't pull us too close, Cisco! Pancho!
And it may be that a deadly bullet has found its mark in the faithful Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Counterfeit Money. Belle Patton, the head of a counterfeit ring, sends her henchman, Jumbo Mulligan, out to kill a government agent who is on their trail. However, just as Jumbo is about to kill the agent, Cisco and Pancho ride onto the scene. The agent, believing Cisco and Pancho to be his attackers, starts firing at them. Loco stumbles in a gopher hole, and Cisco and Pancho are forced to quit the chase. When they ride into the town of Cedar Breaks to report the affair to the sheriff, they are first met by Bell, who plants some of the counterfeit money on Pancho. The sheriff arrests our friends, and the money is found. As Pancho and Cisco try to make an escape, Pancho shouts that he has been shot. Now...
Pancho! Pancho, are you all right?
I think that bullet hit him, but it goes through Pancho's sombrero.
Then keep riding. The sheriff and that other hombre are not mounted. We can get away from them.
Pancho be glad to get out of this part of the country.
I did not say we were going to leave this territory, Pancho.
Why we not leave, Cisco? All the time we run into troubles and Pancho not even know why.
I think I'm beginning to understand why, Chico. Here, ride in among these boulders.
Pancho not see no one following us.
It'll be nighttime soon. We can ride back to Cedar Breaks.
Oh,
there,
oh. Oh, look, Hunter, slow down. Pancho don't understand why we ride back there, Cisco. First, that hombre shooting us.
That hombre must be on the side of the law, Pancho.
Then why that low coyote shooting us, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. Apparently, he is after counterfeiters.
Counterfeiters? Pancho, I think it's so bad to be a counterfeiter. Pancho won. Pancho fit the counter in any cafe. Huh?
That is not what I mean, Chico.
Isn't that right?
A counterfeiter is a person who makes fake money to look like that printed by the government.
Oh, Pancho, see. But Pancho can understand where that money's come from or dropped out of Pancho's holster.
I think I know where it came from, Pancho.
Where, Chico? Where it come from, huh?
From that pretty senorita who threw her arms around you.
Pancho, not see her put the money in the holster.
Of course not, Chico. You're too flustered to notice anything. At the time, I believed the senorita's story of mistaken identity also.
And I do not believe her, huh?
No, Pancho, I do not. She is the only one who had the opportunity to plant the money on you.
But how we can prove this, Cisco?
Did the senorita not say that she came from the newspaper office?
Yes, that's where she says she worked.
I can think of no better place for counterfeiters to work than in a newspaper office.
Mm-hmm.
They already have a printing press available.
We go to look in the newspaper office?
That is just what we are going to do, Pancho. If that is the headquarters of the counterfeiters, you will find the special bond paper and the copper plates they use.
Pancho hopes he's right.
Until we can find the real counterfeiters, we have to remain fugitives from the law ourselves.
That's dangerous with those law hombres after us.
See, it is, Pancho. Since they believe we are guilty, they may shoot to kill first and ask questions later.
The last of those reward posters.
I don't see why you wouldn't let me join the sheriff's posse, Belle.
Because I'm going to need you here, Jumbo.
What do you need me here for?
If the sheriff's posse doesn't catch that big hombre and the one called Pancho before it gets dark, well, I figure those two will show up here at the newspaper office.
Why should they come back here?
Well, they're sure to catch on to how that counterfeit money was planted on Pancho. And they know I work here.
Well, supposing they do come back to the newspaper office.
We're going to be here to greet them, Jumbo.
They ain't going to walk in as long as they see somebody here.
They won't see anyone. This office will look like it's been closed for the night.
But we'll be here waiting for them, huh?
We will. And if you want that reward money, Jumbo, see to it they don't walk out of here alive.
They won't. You can depend on it. They won't.
Pancho feel nervous, Cisco.
Just keep local walking toward the newspaper office, Pancho. Try to act natural.
Pancho act natural. Pancho turn and run.
Well, there's the newspaper office, Chico. Mm-hmm. We'll walk from here. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, Loco, slow down now, Loco.
Pancho.
I think we are going to have to play a little trick.
What kind of trick, Cisco?
If that senorita is part of a gang, she may be waiting at the newspaper office.
Pancho not afraid of that senorita.
But she will not be alone.
Maybe better we get help, huh?
There is no one we can get help from.
No?
We have to pretend that we have come to them because we want to be money passers.
Money passers?
See?
What's a money passer, Cisco?
Well, in counterfeiting rings, passers are the people who get rid of the money.
Oh. Cisco and Pancho act like they're the bandidos and pass the fake money, huh?
Hey, that is right, Chico. We have to get hold of the plates those mavericks use to print the counterfeit money.
Pancho play the part good, Cisco. Cisco, see how Pancho play.
Pancho, get the door to the office.
Pancho, get it.
Come right in. We've been expecting you to.
I thought you would be, senorita.
Well, I ain't waiting, Bell. I'm gonna...
Wait a minute, Jumbo. What do you mean, stranger?
I am the Cisco Kid, senorita Bell.
The Cisco Kid. Yeah, that's right. His partner's name's Pancho.
Hey, Pancho is Pancho.
So, you have heard of my reputation.
Some say you're on the side of the law, some say you ain't.
What'd you come here for, Cisco?
I want to buy some money, senorita.
This hombre knows too much, Bell. I'm gonna...
Senorita, unless you sell it to me, I intend to come into this territory and start passing money that was made by another counterfeiting outfit far to the south of here.
Why come to me for that kind of stuff?
Good, we know the senorita making it.
How much of the fake money do you want, Cisco?
$100,000 worth.
$100,000 worth?
How do you figure to pay for it?
$5,000 in silver, if it is worth it.
It's worth it. Nobody can engrave like Bell.
You talk too much, Jumbo. All right, Cisco, it's a deal. Where's the 5,000?
You do not think I'll be stupid enough to bring it here with me, do you, senorita?
We buried the monies outside the town.
Before I buy your money, I want to see a sample printed.
Cisco and Pancho not be the passes of money for what not look good.
You'll never find any better looking than this. It's going to take an expert to tell I wasn't legal tender. Jumbo, light that other lantern.
All right, Bob. There now. That bright enough?
Yeah, Jumbo. All right, Cisco, I'll show you the money. I'll have to print some anyhow. I don't have $100,000.
You want me to get the bond paper, Bill?
Yes, Jumbo, get lots of it.
That much money will take all we got.
And where are the plates, Senorita Bell? Jumbo said you are the engraver. I would like to admire your handiwork.
I'll get them. I say so myself, they're as much like the real thing as any I've ever seen. Here they are, Cisco.
See, Senorita, this is excellent work.
Let Pancho see, Cisco. Oh, we've never seen no counterfeits money before.
What do you mean, Pancho?
Pancho means we have never before seen counterfeit money made.
I see.
Here's the paper, Bill.
Good, Jumbo. Put it down by the press.
This paper sure is heavy.
It has to be. The finished bill is to pass for the real thing.
It'll pass, Cisco, but you won't. Give me those plates.
Sounds like that, Senorita. You got a gun on us, Cisco.
All right, Cisco, get your hands up.
What's the matter, Bill? I thought we were going to sell these two some money.
Yeah, so did I for a minute, Jumbo, but Pancho tipped me off that they'd never seen counterfeit before.
Huh?
Get Cisco's guns.
I'll gun them down here now.
No, tie them up and gag them. Then we'll get rid of them.
All right, Cisco. Give me them guns.
Help yourself, hombre. To this.
I can get the gun from the senorita, Cisco.
No, you don't, Pancho. Not before I hit you over the head with it.
Not so fast, senorita. I'll take that gun.
Bueno. Now, Cisco got the gun. Pancho, hold that senorita.
Yeah,
Cisco, Jumbo, kill him.
I'll kill him with my bare hands. And I can do it, Cisco. And I don't even quit before you're dead.
I think, you coyote, that you're going to quit first.
Pancho, Cisco hit that Jumbo Maverick so hard, he goes through the window.
I'm not through with him yet, Pancho. I'm going after him.
Now, Cisco go through that window. Pancho got to watch this.
Let me go.
Yeah, better you come with Pancho, senorita. And Pancho go watch Cisco beat up that big Jumbo hombre.
Jumbo will finish Cisco off and then take care of you, Pancho.
That Jumbo not look like he take care of nobody. Cisco punch him. He fall into hot water trough.
Get on your feet and out of that trough, you maverick. You are going to tell me the truth about that counterfeit money.
Sure. I'll tell you with this punch.
Yeah, we will see.
I ain't finished by a long shot.
Cisco, here come the sheriff and the posse.
It's him counterfeiters. This time you two ain't going to get away. Oh.
You are right, Senor Sheriff. These are the counterfeiters.
I captured these two hombres for
you. Tell the sheriff the truth, Jumbo.
I am.
The truth, I said.
You and Pancho are...
It'll go easier on you and your partner, Senorita Bell. Talk, hombre. I'll hit you again.
All right. All right, Cisco. That's enough. I'll talk. Bell engraved those plates. I took those shots at the government agent.
Well, I'll be dead burned.
Hey, that big hombre say Cisco?
Hey, that is right. I'm the Cisco Kid.
And Pancho? Compañero to Cisco.
And I'm Ed Cheney. Treasury Department agent.
Glad to know you.
I've heard of you two. This ain't the first time you've helped the government.
Looks to me, Ed, like they've got the two counterfeiters you've been after all this time.
The evidence you will need to convict them is inside the newspaper office.
Here, the counterfeit monies, the engraved plates, and here, the senorita.
I'm plumb surprised, Bell. You sure had me fooled.
Thanks to Cisco and Pancho, you two won't fool anyone again. Bars of a jail cell will see to that.
Cisco.
Yeah, Pancho.
Pancho got those reward posters what they need the bell print.
Well, what are you going to do with them, Pancho?
Pancho showed them to Big Maria. Pancho showed Big Maria how much Pancho worth.
But those posters were printed by mistake. And if someone else should see them, you might get yourself arrested.
Oh, Pancho not like that. And Pancho think about how he might get arrested when Pancho buy the donut back in the store.
You thought you might get arrested when you bought a donut?
Yes, Cisco. And Pancho paid for the donut with a nickel and Pancho find on the ground outside the printing office.
Well, that was all right, Chico. Why did you think you might get arrested?
Because the nickel got a hole in it.
Oh, with a plug nickel. Well, you should not have tried to buy a donut with a nickel that had a hole in it.
Well, Pancho think, and then Pancho decided it'd be all right.
Well, why, Pancho?
Because Pancho gave the storekeeper a nickel with a hole in it.
See?
For a donut, what got a hole in it, too.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.